Caretaker report?
I don't have a whole lot. Couple issues with the refrigerators. We'll probably have to take them out next year. With kind of not. Just for the reference, we took the liberty of going through, and my wife and I went through and took inventory on cups, and plates, and bowls, and lamps, drapes, screens.
Per cabin? You did this for each cabin? Okay, so how's the inventory on the ranch?
On the things at the ranch.
Right.
I have
the largest items.
I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
Focus.
And we can, you know, actually the cabins that are not reserved now won't be reserved next week. You can start the process. I mean, I don't see any need to get these from this week. You can do from next week. Let's see. No, he was going to just telecom anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has family, so that's why he can't be.
It wasn't snowing at the mountains when I came across. It was very light.
The ranch house was good. Bob and Brent were out yesterday with the controller inside. We ran the wire, the battery charge controller to the house. So I have a disc in the house that using the read.
How is it?
It's awesome.
How's the readings good, huh?
Well, yesterday before I went to sleep, it was at 99%. This morning when I woke up, it was at 65.
Okay.
So it's the dark part. All of a sudden, before I left, it was back up to 100%.
Okay. Oh.
So the ranch house is working.
Okay. That reminds you, there's one on that solar system generator. Who do we owe and how much do we owe to them? So,
did you
have the generator? The back. Okay. Well, good. That was on my list to make sure that we were taken care of.
Yes.
Cool.
Another one?
No, I just want to make sure everyone's been paid. And,
well,
and
I did a credit check on you guys.
All right.
Whittling
noise. Yeah, John, I'm losing you for anywhere from 15 to 30 seconds. Pick up that phone, see if it's hot.
Well, it's just not really hot.
Okay, well, it's cutting out like, you know, I thought you were disconnected for a while there. Do you have it plugged into the adapter?
I do. It's plugged into the wall.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a few more minutes, but you're there for like 15, 20 seconds, and you'll be gone for sometimes a minute, and then you'll be back, and you know.
Yeah, it's probably the cell coverage. I got the antenna pulled out, so maybe that will help a little bit.
Okay, let's see how it goes. Anyway, did you need me for something? Whatever it was, I didn't hear it.
No, it just sounded like you were typing on the keyboard or something.
Oh, I am.
Oh, okay.
Is it that loud?
Well, we can hear you.
Okay, all right, yeah, you know. Small business, man, you know, it invades your house.
I know. I sure appreciate you doing that. So the Kubota, it may just be the solenoid.
Maybe it's wrong.
Okay, well, that would be nice. And we did get a bill from...
And they're talking about it as something else. I haven't had Danny out there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's another item? Okay, all right. Okay, thanks for checking on that.
My question to everybody is... I have my chores for the winter, fixing fences, lemon trim, fixing the cabins up a little bit. What exactly do you want to do inside the cabins? I know the hot water heaters get changed, the refrigerators get changed. What do we want to do with the cabinets, counters, floors?
Well, you were going to give me a proposal. You were going to go through and check and see what...
Right.
What needed.
Because
this is what we want. We took cabin four off the grid because it was the least used and it needed major repairs. And so what we wanted to do is that, seeing how we put money aside for this, we wanted to make the renovations for cabin four so that when we bring it back online, everybody's happy that it's taken off and refurbished, refinished.
Right.
And so we want it to be kind of like the model of what we're doing. Okay, we're taking one cabin off a year off the system so that we can make repairs and renovations too. We want to make sure that we upgrade things the membership's going to be proud of and we have that we've worked. So, like I said to you earlier, is that I want you to go through and tell me what we can do, what we should do. And like, so we know the water heater wants to be replaced. We know it needs a new refrigerator. And as far as cabinets and flooring or paint, obviously paint inside and out and roofing. I know the roof's probably questionable, but, if we get it done and we can do it this year, let's do it. But we want it to be in the landscaping, the French drains around the back so that, we talked about this, so that the water doesn't come up to the cabin and just pull around the cabin so it runs off and down the hill. Those are the type of things that we want to do, okay? Because we want to bring it back online. We want it to be like a model of what we're doing with the cabin, upgrading things. We're not just going to maintain it, keep it to a level where it's usable. We want to make it very usable and very friendly. Okay, so you were going to look into that.
Okay. I guess I just asked people to sign up for a work day in
November. There you go. You can do that.
There is a leak around the stove pipe in the floor. It's down on the stove.
The septic system is being checked?
It is. The drain is actually clogged.
Was it the drain that was clogged?
I dug up one of them.
And? It's Alan and Steve speaking right now.
There was a reverse way full of mud. It wasn't in clay. It had a hole, obviously. I dug it up to where it's more round off the truss. We can check the drain field and make sure it's operational.
Okay.
That's operation one. It's got a fiberglass pipe that's looking back.
Okay. So we... Okay.
Can we do that? Jonathan, can you come and do it?
We tried something at last year. I went up there with the guy, and we tried to pump it, and got nothing.
Okay. So that's
open. Yeah.
Okay, it's open now, so now we need to just see if the leach field's doing what it's doing.
The leach field, make sure it's taking more.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fiber glass repairs yet.
Right, and that's the other thing is right. It got driven or whatever, drove over. We need to make sure we put barriers out there, big boulders or something to prevent someone from driving on our septic tank. So that's it. We need to check all of our locations and protect them. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate that.
Is that something that should be done before we turn the water up there?
The drain field has to be checked.
Yeah, go up there Monday and put up.
You can put some water through there. Make sure it's staying.
Yeah, I shut it off.
Okay. right.
So that should be done. We turn it off.
Why?
So do I need to make an appointment, or?
Then we can call. We can tell you. Okay. Paul can make the appointments and just
FYI, they're coming up on the 20th to pick up those porta potties. So it's coming up to give porta potties, they ought to pump it at that time.
There you go.
Pump it at that time, then we should fill it with water so that it gets fishy, so it can be pumped. So that's why I bring it up.
And they bring their small truck and it's 20 big to pump
one. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll have them do that then. Okay, Paul? You coordinate with Arizona. Johnson Enterprises?
ASZ.
You're trying to. All right, thanks, Linda.
You bet. Thank you. Understanding.
That's it? For your report, everything as far as your family's doing fine?
Family's doing great.
Okay.
Still in the hospital. He's supposed to have another surgery.
So this would be the third surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're at Las Vegas.
About the insulation on the north side of the ranch house, is that project done yet?
It hasn't been. I'm still trying to locate a place that can order the permit. I will tell you, those windows have made a significant difference.
Okay, good. Okay.
I'm not sure if it's going to be completely great or not, but I guess we'll see this winter.
Okay, well, we're going to weather this storm.
I'm going to take it out.
Okay, good.
Except for the clothes.
All right. Okay, thanks, Paul. Okay.
John, do you want to keep the eggs in your finger?
We can. Okay. Do you have plans to do?
Very simple. Okay.
Oh, okay.